This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
We got a really great update for you, pandemic.news, February 27th. We are now publishing on the website, which, by the way, is advertising free. You probably have noticed that. Just go to pandemic.news. It's getting really popular now. It was even mentioned on the Rush Limbaugh show the other day, as you know by now. But we're publishing there now the CDC number that represents the total number of Americans who have been tested for the coronavirus. That's straight from the CDC website. And right now, today, it's 445 total Americans have been tested. That's across California, Washington, you know, Hawaii, Florida, New York, everything. Total is 445. That's crazy. South Korea has tested over 28,000 people. China has tested hundreds of thousands. America has tested virtually no one. But that's not all. We're also posting a list of all the state health departments for all 50 states. And you can click on the list, you can click on any state name, and you can go to that state website. And we're publishing the number of people that each state has tested also, which, by the way, is mostly 0000000, state after state after state. I think California's tested a few people. Washington's tested like 28 people. But those were sent to the CDC, by the way, so those are already included in the CDC numbers. But what's crazy here? Well, first of all, look, spread the word about pandemic.news, because we're going to keep adding features to it and building more intelligence like that, you know, numbers, so that you can see what's going on, reported by the states, reported by the CDC, and spread the word. People could go to that website. But there's two things that have come of this. One is, some people were asking me like 2 days ago, can we buy ads on your website, pandemic.news, because we want to advertise something related to the pandemic. And I'm like, no, that thing's ad-free, okay? So there's no ads on it. There's just podcasts and videos and articles. Now, of course, those articles have their own ads, but the pandemic.news website is ad-free, and it's going to stay that way. I've got so much information to share, I don't have room for ads. I got to pack all the other reports in there, the science study links and all that stuff. So I don't want ads on the site. Just don't want any ads. There's no trackers. There's no Google. You notice that? There's no Google Analytics. There's no AdWords. There's no garbage. There's no pop-ups, ad networks, trackers. I don't know what else is out there. I hate all that crap. You probably do too. So none of that's going on pandemic.news. You can tell I get a little emotional about that stuff. Don't you hate all those polluted websites? They're crazy. And the second thing is, people are asking me, how did you buy the domain name, pandemic.news? I'm like, are you kidding me? I bought it in 2015. I bought it 5 years ago. And they're like, what? How did you know 5 years ago there's going to be a pandemic? Where to begin with that answer? I've known for 20 years there's going to be a pandemic. I've known for a long time that we're going to have pandemics. This is nothing new. That's why I bought Trump.news in 2015, because I knew Trump was going to be president. That's why I have Trump.news. I bought pandemic.news. I bought collapse.news. Why? Because there's a collapse coming, by the way. In case you're curious, I also bought science.news and medicine.news and food.news, just on and on and on. I think I am the single largest owner of .news domains in the world, except for the .news registry. I mean, of good sites, not just a bunch of garbage, weird, random letters and things. I'm talking about good words, like survival.news. That's us. I'm not trying to brag, really. I'm just saying, and people ask me this question, how did you end up with pandemic.news? Did you pay some premium thing? No, I think I bought it for $14 or something. That's what I paid for Trump.news. You know, there is value in seeing ahead of the masses. I know you know that because you're one of those people, but sometimes people ask me, well, how can you be so successful running all these businesses and this publishing empire that Newsweek called, quote, an influential conspiracy empire. That's like the nicest thing Newsweek has ever said about me. And people are like, how did you do it? Well, it's not difficult if you know what's going to happen. And it's not hard to know what's going to happen. All you have to do is stop watching CNN and start thinking for yourself. It's not that difficult. I mean, of course we're going to have a pandemic. Why would I not buy pandemic.news? I bought outbreak.news. I bought, what, biologicalweapons.com. I think that's one of mine. I knew all this was coming. Maybe if you listen to my other podcasts, and I know many of you have, you know that one of the reasons that I'm, you know, attacked out there is because I'm ahead of the masses. And I've always found it interesting when you're like 1 week ahead of the masses, you're called a genius. When you're 5 years ahead, you're called a lunatic. I know where things are going. I can tell you right now that the entire structure of human society is about to change. I can tell you right now that the era of central banks' fiat currency is just about coming to an end. I can tell you right now there's going to be a massive global extinction, collapse of life on our planet. And I can also tell you it's being engineered. I've covered all these things in the podcast. To me, all these things are obvious. I can't believe that people don't see that for themselves. This is kind of the curse of being who I am and having the mind that I have, that I was gifted by God. You know, I don't claim any credit for it. I was born this way. But part of the curse, it's like the Cassandra complex. You can see the future. You tell people about it. No one believes you. Okay, that, whatever. I can't take responsibility for everybody else. I can only tell you what's coming. Remember, I warned the whole world about the dot-com crash back in 1998 and 99. I warned everybody about the subprime market crash, predicted Trump's victory in the White House, predicted the crash of Bitcoin. And now I'm predicting Bitcoin's going to double this year. And it will. I don't have a crystal ball, folks. I just have just a normal human brain but powered by good nutrition. I don't do recreational drugs. I don't smoke. I don't eat junk food, except on rare occasions, maybe when I'm like going out to eat at a restaurant or something, have some nacho chips or whatever. I take care of my health, of my blood, of my brain. And as a result, I can just simply see where things are headed. To me, it doesn't seem difficult. So I can tell you where this is going. It's going to be a global pandemic, uncontained, and it's going to kill millions of people. There's no question. I mean, okay, I'm not 100% correct. That is a projection. There is a small chance it's wrong. But I've been saying from day one, this could not be contained in Wuhan. And all the media were reporting, it's going to be contained in Wuhan. I said, no, it isn't. It's going to spread to Asian countries first. Well, then it spreads to Asian countries. Boom, explosion in South Korea. And I start saying, it's going to spread to the Middle East. And the media says, no, it's not going to spread to the Middle East. It's going to be just limited to Asia. Boom, spreads to Iran, Egypt, Bahrain, Oman, and other countries. And then I say, oh, it's going to spread to Europe. It's going to spread to South America. Boom, it's in Brazil. Everything that I've said about this happens a few days later or a few weeks later. And I guarantee you, I don't have some crazy demon Ouija prediction board. I'm not into that stuff. I'm just telling you, I'm just doing the math here. This thing's going to continue to spread. It's coming to Canada, North America, Los Angeles. It's coming to cities like San Francisco, Seattle, Atlanta, New York, Miami, Houston, Chicago, St. Louis, Denver, you name it. It's coming. Portland, it's going to get you too. Not hard to see. Don't have to have a crystal ball. Just have to be willing to think for yourself, which apparently is a dying art in our modern society because everybody's, I don't know, too afraid to think in any way that might offend the other obedient masses. Oh my God, how dare you not conform? How dare you be your own person? Remember, this is a culture that says you should be yourself if you're a transgender, but if you're smart and can think for yourself, you're not allowed to be yourself. So if you're stupid but obedient, then you fit right in. You're approved. If you're smart and independent, then they want to crush you. That's our society today. Look, I apologize if I'm getting too perturbed in all of this, but I feel like you're right with me on this. You're looking around the world like I am, and you're like, why is everybody so stupid? You know, because you can see what's coming just like I can. That's probably why you listen to this podcast, because, you know, the things I say are things that you're already thinking. It resonates with things that we all realize are obvious. Like, it's obvious there are only two genders. There are not 57 genders. It's obvious, but you're not allowed to say it in our society. Oh my God. The speech police are on patrol. You're a thought criminal if you state the obvious. 2 + 2 = 4. Oh my God, go to jail. The CDC has only tested 446 people. Oh my God, you're a thought criminal for citing the CDC's incredibly low number. How dare you? How dare you repeat the number that the CDC has published on its website for the public to see? You're a bad person for linking to the CDC. Like, that's what it's coming to. It's like, you're scaring people by what? By telling them what's actually happening? Yeah, you're scaring people. What are you supposed to do? Lie to people to comfort them? Are we supposed to coddle the public emotionally by telling them lies and deceptions just so they don't realize that they're all about to be infected and some of them die? That's a bad strategy. Doesn't work. But look, we have all arrived at this incredible chapter in human history where the lies are all being exposed. The big lie of the overblown stock market is about to be shattered. The big lie of even fiat currency and central banking is about to collapse. The big lie that we can safely engineer biological weapons with no risk to human society, that is being crushed as we speak. The big lie that government is here to protect you is being exposed. This is a time of great truth. And isn't it interesting that the voices that are emerging in this time of great truth are the voices of truth? And that's what we're here to do, is speak the truth, share the truth, publish it. And that's what pandemic.news is all about. So check it out. Share the website. I thank you for your support. I thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your prayers. I'm going to be here doing this as long as we can. They're going to probably try to have me arrested at some point for telling the truth. They'll try to make me the Julian Assange of the pandemic or something. I don't know. But I'm not going to surrender to tyranny. I'm going to continue to tell the truth and help defend human life as long as I have a life. And that's the purpose of life, I believe, is to defend life and defend truth and bring enlightenment, knowledge to people all around the world. And that's what I do. Thank you for your support. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.